USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver a Make America Great Again rally, this one being held in El Paso, Texas, at just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Folks are already beginning to line up to see President Trump, including this resident, who told KFOX, a local Fox affiliate down in El Paso, why she's excited to see the president come to El Paso.
Mostly I want to show him my support. We're not all, you know, against him, that we are for him.
Virginia Democrats are backing off plans to introduce articles of impeachment against Lieutenant Democratic Governor Justin Fairfax. Virginia NAACP Executive Committee member Phil Thompson believes Fairfax should be heard and wants an independent investigator to investigate the allegations.
For him to have to go to an impeachment hearing in front of a body that has pretty much called for him to resign seems a little bit of a kangaroo court, and that we don't think that's a fair outcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The man accused of killing 11 people and injuring several others in a Pittsburgh synagogue is facing new charges. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
In federal court on Monday morning, Robert Bowers was facing an additional 19 federal charges, including discharging a firearm, hate crimes, and obstruction of free exercise. He pled not guilty. Those charges are in addition to the four Bowers pled not guilty to back in November. He has requested a jury trial. Bowers accused of shooting during morning services at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood on October 27th.
It's the snowiest February in 70 years in Seattle, Washington, and they're only 11 days into the month. Seattle resident Pat Andrews says the city's doing what they can to keep the streets clean.
Limited number of snow plows and everything like that. They're trying to do what they can. It's just been very tough for them to keep up completely.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The first tax season with President Donald Trump's new tax plan is underway, and many folks are a little bit surprised that they're receiving about 8% less in their return than what they did in years past. But according to CPA Paul Schwartz, that's actually a good thing.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly you want to gather your receipts as best you can, and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
And finally, coming soon to a McDonald's menu near you, donut sticks. They will be appearing nationwide at McDonald's across the country starting February 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.